FBI seizes 15B+ in crypto, shuts 500+ scam investment sites. FBI Director Kash Patel said this week that a law enforcement operation called Operation Blackout seized more than $15 billion in cryptocurrency, shut down over 500 fraudulent investment websites, and closed dozens of scam compounds. The figures were shared by Bitcoin News, citing Patel's remarks. At $15 billion, the seizure ranks among the largest crypto enforcement figures ever attached to a single named operation. The announcement did not break the market. Bitcoin traded at $79,688, down 0.1% on the day as of September 6, 2026, while Ether held at $2,482, up 0.9%. The muted reaction fits a pattern. Seizures of scam-linked funds pull illicit balances out of circulation rather than dumping investor holdings, so they rarely move price. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 74 in greed territory, unchanged by the news. The scale of the takedown Operation Blackout targeted the infrastructure behind investment fraud rather than individual wallets. Shutting down 500+ fraudulent investment sites attacks the front end that scammers use to reel in victims, the polished dashboards promising guaranteed returns. Closing scam compounds goes after the back end, the physical call centers where operators run the schemes, many of them in Southeast Asia, and often staffed by trafficked workers. The $15 billion headline needs a caveat. Announced seizure totals frequently reflect the estimated value of assets restrained or connected to a case, not cash already returned to victims. Recovery and restitution can take years, and the final amount returned is usually smaller than the figure quoted at announcement. Patel's remarks, as relayed, gave the top-line number without a breakdown of how much is liquid, how much is contested, and how much will reach victims. Part of a wider enforcement wave. The timing matters. The same week, U.S. Treasury data through its Financial Crimes Enforcement Network flagged $12.7 billion tied to suspected crypto scams, a separate figure from a separate agency. Two multi-billion dollar numbers landing in the same window points to how much regulators and law enforcement are now leaning into on-chain fraud as a priority. That pressure has been building. Botnet takedowns, exchange-level freezes, and cross-border compound raids have all featured in recent months. For an industry that spent years arguing crypto crime was overstated, the counterargument is now measured in tens of billions of dollars of publicly claimed enforcement activity. The takeaway for people holding and spending crypto, the victims here were not sophisticated traders. Investment scams work by imitating legitimate platforms, then blocking withdrawals once deposits arrive. The takedown does nothing to reverse losses already suffered, and the recovery odds for any individual victim remain low once funds move through mixers or offshore rails. For anyone holding crypto or spending it, the practical takeaway is unglamorous. The guaranteed return pitch is the tell. No legitimate staking or yield product promises fixed high returns with no downside. Custody is the other line of defense. Funds you never handed to a fraudulent platform cannot be frozen or drained by it, which is part of the case for spending from your own wallet rather than parking balances on unfamiliar third-party sites. Card users face a related risk vector. Fraudulent investment platforms often ask victims to fund accounts by card or by transferring from a legitimate exchange first. A chargeback is close to impossible once crypto leaves your control, so the verification burden sits entirely with the user before any deposit, not after.